Dave and Darren with the Top 5 Things podcast. I could be way off here, but I think the podcast that we offer next year will be a patron-only show.
Yes.
A special just-for-patron show, exclusively available to patrons. And not only do you get to hear the shows that we do just for patrons once a month,
yeah,
this time actually in the month it's supposed to be done, you also have access to the entire catalog of, it's like 1,300 podcasts, right?
And you can become a patron. Just go to nachoradio.com.
Right.
Where you do that.
Make that happen. And then you have access to everything that we've ever done.
Now,
all of the shows are, at least like the one that you're listening to now, these are available for everybody.
Yeah.
But for, you know, a limited time.
Yeah, for a couple of weeks.
Right.
Sure.
So hope you enjoy it. It's the Top 5 Things podcast, and it's brought to us by Nature's Treatment of Illinois.
Yeah, Tech Drive in Milan and West Main Street in Galesburg. The Milan store offers both medicinal and recreational. Galesburg is recreational only. Nature's Treatment offers a wide selection of products for recreational use, including flower, vapes, and edibles. Recreational waiting times are available. Reserve your time at the website. That's ntillinois.com.
I just looked it up, and this show right now is our 1,200th podcast.
On the bean?
On the nose.
On the nose.
1,200 podcasts.
Become a patron and you'll have access to all of them.
That seems like a lot.
It is a lot.
Here we go. This is a review of what we got done on our morning show. It's the top five things we think the best place to start is.
Number one.
Number one.
You and I have been pals forever, but how long have we been partners? That started, what, April 1st, 2004, officially, is when we launched this partnership.
Uh-huh.
And by any stretch of the imagination, I would say that our partnership is one that has endured. It's not usual to be together this long, right? What do you think the secret to our... I wouldn't say secret to our success, because obviously... We haven't had any of that.
Let's be realistic.
It's not easy to be partners with anyone for that long, especially you, Darren.
Oh, no kidding.
But there is
I wouldn't wish that on anyone.
There is a local duo that has broken up and things are getting ugly.
Oh, no.
The American Pickers. Bad blood between Mike Wolf and his now ex-co-host, Frank Fritz. I guess I haven't watched the show in a long time because...
Is it still a show?
Yeah, no, apparently it's still...
I mean, they're
It's still a popular show.
But I mean, is it just reruns or they actually do new shows?
Frank hasn't been on the show since March of 2020. And I guess it's just Mike by himself now, is that right?
Okay.
Frank stepped away, and they filmed episodes with just Mike.
All right.
So
they are making new shows.
Yeah, but how can you call it American Pickers if it's just one picker? That doesn't work. Frank had been on the show for 10 years, but in an interview he says he hasn't even spoken to Mike Wolf for 2 years. Yeah, they haven't talked. Fritz says he and Mike Wolf, who's still appearing on the show, which is in its 22nd season.
Now, that's not possible.
Well, because they do seasons. It's not 22 years. It's 22 seasons. The show started in 2010.
Okay, so that would be 11 seasons.
It's 11 years, but they break them up into, yeah. I get what you're saying.
Dancing with the Stars is not in its 80th season.
Get it.
Regardless of what they say.
Mike Wolf is still on the show. Frank is not. Frank says, I didn't leave the show. I finished shooting, and then I had a little back surgery, and the pandemic came.
Yep.
I haven't talked. He tells the Sun newspaper. He says, I haven't talked to Mike in 2 years. He knew my back was messed up, but he didn't call me up and ask how I was doing. That's just how it is. So now they're asking Mike Wolf, well, what do you say about this? Frank says you haven't talked in 2 years. He is not responding and not returning calls to comment on this.
Well, because he's busy still filming the show in season 22.
Right.
Season 88.
Fritz announcing that he's been suffering from Crohn's disease, which caused him to lose a significant amount of weight. He says, I started losing weight and I ran with it. I've been exercising and eating good. But he says, Frank says of Mike, the show is tilted towards him 1,000%. And I think he's saying that he suspects that Mike is trying to replace him now with Mike's younger
with
brother.
A rubber doll.
With an actual wolf. That would be cool. I'm Mike Wolf, and this is Wolfie. Fritz says, I can't even bend that far down to show you how much. That's fine. It's like you've got Aerosmith, and there's Steven Tyler, and he's the front man. I found my spot. I'm second, and he's number one on the show. That's no problem with me. Maybe he does have a problem. He says he thinks Wolf wants to bring his brother in to replace him on the show. I don't know why he's behaving like that towards me, he says. Would he return to the show? Fritz says, well, that's up to the network. Not up to me.
I tell you what, it's the network. They're the ones who call the shots.
Mike Wolf also filing for divorce and has been in the tabloids now with his new girlfriend. Estranged from his wife, and now he's got a new girlfriend, who, by the way, also was on reality TV at some point. She was on a WB dating show called Beauty and the Geek. So maybe it's Mike and this new girlfriend are the new American Pickers.
Met at the reality convention. Mm.
She's been accompanying him on Pickers shoots, including one at the end of June in San Francisco. Jody Catherine Wolf filed for divorce back in November after nearly 10 years of marriage, citing irreconcilable differences. So 10 years, if she filed for divorce in 2020, Wolf and her would have been married right around the time he and Frank were starting the show. It's like he just cut all ties. I don't know.
That was a big year.
Well, people are, as you can imagine, going crazy trying to adjust to a life without Frank.
Yes, babies go crazy.
On the American Pickers. He says, we haven't split up, but... And there were rumors that Danielle was leaving the American Pickers. So I don't know what to tell you. Frank hasn't been on the show.
Now, what time is the show on?
I don't know. What time is anything on? It's on your DVR if you watch it. I feel like American Pickers is on a lot. But the way television works anymore, you don't say, okay, Wednesdays at 8, that's when I watch my show. You just watch it. It's just on.
Okay.
You just watch it on demand, right? Yeah, he says, it's up to the network if I'm back on the show. I don't know that it is. Sounds like they're doing the show without you, Frank. Sounds like the decision has been made.
Does he watch the show?
Oh, would that be weird? Like, if you replaced me with somebody else, I wouldn't listen to the show.
Oh, you should.
What do you mean?
Oh, you should. I think you'd really like it.
No, I wouldn't like that at all.
I think you
would. If it was somebody else and Darren in the morning, I wouldn't be able to listen to it is what I'm telling you.
You're really going to like this show.
You're talking like you're already kind of working on this.
This is your kind of humor. Really going to love it. You're really going to love it. This is going to speak to you.
You know how
you say that?
I guess it would depend on how your show was launched. If you fired me and replaced me with someone else, I couldn't listen. But I do get a kick out of you, so I probably would listen. No. You're right.
Yeah, this is going to speak to you. You're going to get a lot of the references.
Because you're just going to be doing a bunch of inside jokes you built with me over the years.
Yeah, no, you'll... If
no,
any,
no,
if,
I'm not listening
if,
to this.
If anyone's going to like it, it's you.
Number two.
Apparently, somebody thought it would be a good idea to put Borat on a billboard without asking Borat if that was okay. And it was a cannabis dispensary.
Using his likeness without any sort of permission to do so.
I was up in Joe Davies County over the weekend.
Okay.
And there was a billboard on 20, and it's your guy, Ryan Sandberg, smiling, saying, cannabis has changed my life. Now, here's the thing. Ryan Sandberg is getting paid by that cannabis dispensary.
He's a spokesperson.
A paid celebrity spokesperson. That's cool. But you just can't take someone and put them on an advertising campaign. So Sacha Baron Cohen, the guy who plays Borat, is suing this company called Solar Therapeutics for copyright infringement, false advertising, and misappropriation of his right of publicity over a billboard that's all over the interstate in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the dispensary, and then there's Borat giving a thumbs up, and it just says...
What do you mean we can't use his likeness?
It's nice. Yeah, you just can't put Borat on an ad as a spokesperson for your dispensary. By use of the billboard, I'm reading here from the suit. By use of the billboard, the defendants falsely have conveyed to the public that Mr. Baron Cohen has endorsed their products and is affiliated with their business. Now, this is where it gets interesting. The attorney writes here in the complaint, quote, to the contrary, Mr. Baron Cohen never has used cannabis in his life. He would never participate in an advertising campaign for cannabis for any amount of money.
Huh.
Wah, wah, wee, wah.
Any amount of money?
Well, that sounds like they're at... that means we're going to need a lot of money.
When I'm telling you I won't do it for any amount of money, that means I'm going to need a lot of money. Baron Cohen says he's never taken any corporate brand deal despite receiving countless opportunities because he thinks it would undermine his credibility as an actor and as a social activist. Baron Cohen says here that the Solar Therapeutics figured the ad would boost sales and took a gamble that he wouldn't find out about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, look, it's Borat. What are the chances Borat's going to be on the road here?
How is he ever going to find out?
Well, he did take notice, and he's not happy. Highly protective of his image. And he also says he doesn't believe cannabis use is a healthy choice.
Wah, wah, wee, wah!
Borat! I don't think it's a healthy choice, man.
Again, that makes me believe he's going to ask for a lot of money. It'd be one thing if he's like, you know, I'm cool with it and everything, but you guys didn't ask, so you have to give me this amount of money. By saying that you've never used it, you don't think it's a good thing, I'm going to need a lot of money.
Mr. Baron Cohen, in the complaint, it says here, Mr. Baron Cohen was born into an Orthodox Jewish family. He's an observant Jew, and he is proud of his cultural heritage. He does not wish to be involved in the heated controversy among the Orthodox Jewish community about whether cannabis can be used under Jewish traditions, customs, and rules.
So,
why are you throwing that in there?
So, because I'm going to need a lot of money.
Despite several states giving cannabis the green light, it is still federally illegal. After Baron Cohen's lawyer sent the cease and desist order, the company said the billboard had been taken down, but they're declining to compensate Baron Cohen for the unauthorized use of his image. He believes the infringement was willful, so he is seeking what they call trebled statutory damages, plus actual and punitive damages, and disgorgement of profits attributable to the billboard. Back up the truck, man.
That sounds like a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, it is. The lawyer for Solar Therapeutics says here, I am aware of the allegations made against Solar Therapeutics. Upon receipt of the cease and desist letter from Mr. Cohen's legal counsel, Solar immediately requested that the sign company remove the billboard in question. Yeah, I don't know that that's good enough, man. He needs to make an example of you so that other people don't get any ideas about putting Borat on billboards. And the fact that it's cannabis is part of the issue, but You could put him on a billboard for anything, saying, it's nice, my wife, whatever, is wah, wah, wee, wah. You could do all of that stuff. And he's coming to get that money, man. But yeah, who would have guessed that Sacha Baron Cohen has never done cannabis and doesn't think it's a healthy choice? Nerd.
Number three.
Poland has had six swimmers sent home from the Tokyo Olympics.
Because they can't swim.
Oh, no, no, they're good swimmers.
We just found out these guys don't know how to swim. We don't know how they made the Olympic team.
It's somehow dumber than that. They sent too many swimmers.
You don't get six. Or how many you get, like four? And we sent 10?
Qualify for the Olympic team. Six members of Poland's swimming team take the Olympic oath, travel to Japan, and they had to fly back to Warsaw days after they had been celebrated on their departure. They had a big ceremony.
Goodbye, everyone.
Big ceremony at the airport.
We're going to try our best.
These Polish swimmers to Tokyo. Poland's Swimming Federation accidentally sent too many athletes. They had, 17 spots available, and they sent 23.
Okay.
Polish journalists sharing video of the athletes saying farewell to other members of the delegation.
That seems like a lot of swimmers per country.
Well, there's lots of events.
But still.
You got your...
17, you get
your
17...
freestyle, your breaststroke, yeah, your backstroke, you got your individual medley.
But 17 per country?
That seems about right. One of the swimmers was Alicja Chors, who would have been competing in her third Olympics. She is now demanding that the board of Poland Swimming Federation all resign.
I guess there is male-female.
And you have male and female.
Yeah,
yes.
So, okay.
Yeah, no, that seems like a completely rational number to me. This swimmer, who again was going for Olympic number three, says, imagine dedicating 5 years of your life striving for another start at the most important sporting event, giving up your private life and work, sacrificing your family, and then 6 days before the grand finale, turns out you're denied your dreams because of the incompetence of some third party.
Which is probably a part-time job.
Well, I would just throw this out, though. If they were able to cut you then, I mean, so the problem is you probably should have been cut earlier if they knew how many they were allowed to send.
Yes, because I'm guessing the ones that they asked to come back home were the ones with the slowest speeds.
You would assume.
You don't bring back your best swimmers.
All right, everybody throw your name in a hat. Yeah, that's how we're going to determine this. Yeah, the president of the Swimming Federation of Poland issued a statement saying he gets it. He knows why they're angry. Reading here, it says, the reaction of the swimmers, their emotions, the attack on the Polish Swimming Federation is understandable to me and justified. But he also says the International Federation behind the rules and Poland's Olympic Committee should also share some of the blame for the mistake. Hey, we're here. Why are you here? You shouldn't be here. But they had a big ceremony for us and everything.
We don't have enough cardboard beds.
Now, see, what happens if, God forbid, one of the Polish swimmers tests positive for COVID?
Right.
And then has to be sent home.
Or pulls a hammy or something.
Yeah. Maybe have some alternates. Maybe that's not the worst idea. That'd be a pretty great story. And we always like to highlight what we believe are very believable lies. What if you were to tell someone, well, I was in the Olympics, but as an alternate. Never got to compete, but I was there just in case.
In which sport?
Oh, well, I don't know. I guess I would pick a sport you know something about.
Ribbon dancing? Kick it.
I was going to be in Barcelona in 88. But
92.
Barcelona was
92. 88 was Seoul.
You sure about that?
Yes. 84 was Los Angeles. 80 was Moscow, 76 Montreal, 72 Munich, 68
Barcelona Mexico was City, 1992,
64 Tokyo, 60 Rome.
What was 96?
What was that? Atlanta?
It was Atlanta. So the, of course, 92 you had, 92 was Barcelona. Okay.
Yeah, because that was your dream team.
Right. I just remember in high school when I would ride my bike, I had Barcelona in the back of my head.
Like, what Olympics?
That was the goal.
Was it the 84 Olympics that you were cleaning up at McDonald's?
Yeah. Well, the McDonald's had a promotion called When the USA Wins, You Win.
Yeah.
So you got like a scratch ticket.
Yes.
And it would say like, okay, in this event.
Free fries.
Right. In this event, if we get a bronze, you get a small fry. If we get a silver, you get.
Apple turnover.
Right. And for the gold medal, you get Big Macs.
And everyone was always winning.
They lost.
They kind of won a lot of medals in that Olympics.
Right. I think when they.
And as a young 11-year-old boy, you were cleaning up.
Oh, it wasn't. It was a great summer.
It was the summer of me.
Yeah. They did this initially, I think, in the 76 Olympics. And then they weren't able to do it in the 80 Olympics.
Because we didn't go.
Kind of how they the Russians invaded Afghanistan. And then they did When the USA Wins, You Win in 84.
Because that was taking place on, U.S. soil.
Right. And I think they announced that they were doing the campaign before the Russians boycotted 84, like the whole Soviet bloc boycotted. So the competition wasn't quite what
they thought it was going to be.
Right. The 84, we dominated those Olympics, but
part of the reason it
was a watered down field. The United States won 83 gold medals in 84, 61 silver, and 30 bronze.
Now, what do we typically win?
Well,
half that.
Well, look, in 84, we had a total of 174 medals.
Uh-huh.
The previous Olympics that we were at, it was 76. So we had 174 medals in LA.
Yeah.
In Montreal, we had 94 medals.
So almost double.
Reading here from a
I'm New- here for my Big Mac.
Reading here from a New York Times article. I didn't spend a penny. It's like,
no, why would you?
And you could put the thing, you could put them together. So it's like, I'll take a shake for water polo.
Yeah.
I'll have a Big Mac for tennis and a large fry for gymnastics, if you please.
Well, here's your food and here's some more scratch offs.
I'm reading.
So it just never ended.
Right. They would hand you scratch offs when you got your food.
For every item you got, here's another scratch off.
With Sam the American Eagle on there. The New York Times article here in 1984, they described the number of prizes McDonald's gave away for this promotion as, their words now, mind-boggling.
Greatest 3 weeks of your life.
Some McDonald's franchises even ran out of Big Macs due to the overwhelming amount of giveaways. When the USA wins.
That little one's back again.
There's a Simpsons episode where Krusty Burger does this.
Yeah.
And when the East German and Soviets boycott.
Yeah.
Krusty loses a fortune.
Right.
Well, the next Olympics to happen in LA are in the year 2028.
Uh-huh.
So maybe McDonald's brings it back, but they're not doing When the USA Wins, You Win, to my knowledge, for Tokyo, right?
No.
The amount of giveaways were, according to the New York Times in this article from 1984, mind-boggling. That's great.
Almost brought the company to its knees.
Every time an American athlete wins a gold, silver, or bronze medal, McDonald's customers win with the USA Wins, You Win game cards matching those events. A gold medal is worth a Big Mac, silver wins French fries, and bronze gets a Coke. So that's what it was.
Okay.
Yeah. The fast food giant, I'm reading here again from an article in 1984 in the New York Times. They say, the fast food giant calculated that American athletes would do well this year.
Sure.
But according to a spokesman for McDonald's in Chicago, quote, without the Soviets, U.S. athletes have done very, very well. Americans have done so well, in fact, that some of McDonald's 6,600 domestic outlets have reportedly run out of Big Macs. McDonald's won't say how many burgers it expects to sell this Olympic year. They keep a lid on that kind of information. Similarly, they don't want their competitors to know just how much they've been spending to promote themselves. But clearly, the spending has been heavy this year.
Yeah, that was a golden summer.
It was the greatest. I don't think I paid for a meal.
Oh, no.
The entire month of August. Best.
Number four.
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 You mentioned the heat. It is, after all, late July. It makes sense that it would be warm this time of year.
Deep summer creep.
Now we're dealing with the additional bonus, in addition to the heat and humidity, with smoke from the Canadian wildfires. In Dubai, it gets pretty hot, as you can imagine. They're dealing with a heat wave in Dubai right now. And they think they've come up with a solution. They think that they have an answer to the heat. It's like right now, the highs in Dubai are 122.
Yikes.
Yeah. Dubai is in the United Arab Emirates, and they have come up with new drone technology that goes up into the clouds and shocks the clouds, and then the clouds produce rain. Part of a multi-million dollar effort to tackle the weather there, they get 4 inches of rain a year in Dubai. For the year.
These drones go up there.
Yeah.
And then kind of tickle the clouds.
Exactly. The National Center of Meteorology over there has used the drone technology, which unleashes electrical charges into the clouds. It's known as cloud seeding. It prompts the clouds to clump together, and then you get rain. And there's footage here from the National Center of Meteorology there in the United Arab Emirates, where there are like monsoon-like downpours happening. And imagine this. Imagine if you lived in a country that was 122 degrees, right? And then you get 4 inches of rain a year.
Mm-hmm.
These people probably don't know how to drive when there's monsoon rain, right? The drones have been so effective that they're dealing with storms in other parts of the country where they're dealing with this. And again, downpour is not something they see a lot of there. They've been working on this since 2017. Drones causing rain. Although the rain will cool you off for a bit, but then you're dealing with the humidity, right? I don't know.
The steam. My God, the steam.
Right. What happens when it rains when it's 122 degrees outside? In Tokyo, they're saying this could be the hottest Olympic Games ever. Tokyo Games get started tomorrow, you know, and this is the end of the Japanese summer, the heat and humidity. One of the reasons why Tokyo was looked over before for Olympic Games. And they've been worried about this since they got their bid to host the 2020 Games happening in 2021.
Is the weather at that time of year?
Yeah. This has been a concern since the announcement was made that Tokyo was going to be hosting. They said, no. Look, we have mild weather in July and August. It's going to be an ideal environment.
I was there in August. You don't.
The International Olympic Committee was pressuring people in Tokyo to move some of the events, like the marathon, to cooler climates in Japan. Like, the marathon will take place in Sapporo, which is 500 miles north of Tokyo.
So that is where it's happening.
Mm-hmm. Not the first time Tokyo has hosted the Olympics. They hosted in 1964, and when they did in 1964, they made the decision to move the Summer Games to the fall because the temperatures are more comfortable. That was back in 64.
And we all know that things have been getting better.
64? Tokyo residents are being warned not to exercise outdoors because of the heat, and the beach volleyball players from around the world who are practicing at the Shiokaze Park say that the sand is too hot for their feet.
It's glass.
These are people who play sand volleyball. That's their life. And they're saying the sand is too hot.
They know a little something about sand.
Right.
and having their bare feet in it.
So now every once in a while, the staff will come and hose down the sand while the athletes wait in the shade. I don't know that you want to deal with that, do you? No thanks. They're introducing measures they hope will protect athletes from the worst effects of the heat. There'll be cooling tents, mist fans, and, for volunteers, all the ice cream you can eat.
Dairy?
Not the best idea, is it?
Sounds like...
It's 100 degrees, but at least I had 7 Klondike bars.
Sounds like a good way to get diarrhea.
Right. Japan's summer heat poses a serious threat to health, especially when you consider there are a ton of old people in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
In 2019, more than 71,000 people sought emergency care for heat stroke. Between June and September last year, they say there were like 120 people that died from the heat. So holding the games during July and August, they say, was a huge issue. Even when you take coronavirus out of the equation, which, by the way,
you can't.
But even in a world where we're not dealing with this COVID-19, this is a bad idea to have the Tokyo Games this time.
Five.
Number five.
Got a new one from your favorite food reviewer, your food critic. Now, Darren, I'm going to ask you, what's the name of this segment? What does this guy do?
Running on Empty.
Uh-huh.
Food Review.
Yeah.
I'm your host.
Yes.
Report of the Week.
You got it. You got all of it. This is one he just posted, and it's entitled, The Worst Chicken Sandwich I Ever Had.
Really?
Yeah, he's not a fan.
Hello, everyone. This is Running on Empty Food Review. Well, hello, ladies, gentlemen, and everyone watching. Welcome one and all to this newest edition of the Running on Empty Food Review Series. I'm your host, the Report of the Week. Chicken sandwiches. You know, that's... Well, it's more than one word, so I can't say that it's the word of the day. I guess it's the words of the day. But chicken sandwiches, places are still releasing them. You know, the chicken sandwich wars, right? I can't believe that's still going, though. I mean, it's still... It amazes me that every place is still trying to release the chicken sandwiches, but I mean, I like them. Evidently, a lot of other folks do, too. And the latest...
These chicken sandwiches are a fan that refuses to subside!
This place to try to get into the chicken sandwich craze is Buffalo Wild Wings. So they have released, and you know, they released this a couple days ago, but to tell you the truth, I was actually craving some Buffalo Wild Wings, because I do go there from time to time to get the boneless wings. And
I crave human interaction.
I like to go and play the trivia game. I get every question wrong.
They released their classic chicken sandwich. Maybe it's...
If the question's not about the Lindy Hop or who murdered the Lindbergh baby, I don't know anything.
Something to review. So I got it, and that's what I'm here to try out today. The classic chicken sandwich, I guess as the name would imply, it's supposed to be a more straightforward chicken sandwich. You know, a classic... sandwich, right? A return to basics. And here's what it is. It includes a hand-breaded chicken patty, pickles, and mayo. Of course, on a bun as well, right? So this is not going to be put on...
For those of you new to the concept of sandwiches, bread is also involved.
They didn't make it in my hand.
Would you just put the patty and the pickle and the mayo in my hand, please? I'm trying to lose weight.
Like an iron bar or anything, but it's actually going to be put on what we call a bun. And that's what it is. It's a basic sandwich. No frills, but again, the name is kind of... Yeah, it's what it's implying. It's saying, look, is this going to be a straightforward classic chicken sandwich?
All right, so yeah. Does he like
not
it?
Not some sort of chicken extravaganza. Mm-hmm.
Here he is. He's completely torn it apart now. He's completely devoured this
like
thing.
Like a badger.
Yeah, in the space of a couple of minutes. And he is...
I mean, maybe this is what a real classic chicken sandwich is, you know? Guess depends on what one's definition of classic is, but if it's like classic, taking it back to the
basic...
Or your
definition of chicken.
Well, this is about as basic as it gets. It's a piece of chicken slapped on some bread.
Slapped on?
He's not moved by this sandwich, Darren. It doesn't speak to him.
I don't know. I mean, it's bland. It's, you know, because there's nothing there to compliment it. I always do look forward to the pickles at the very least on these chicken sandwiches. The chicken itself, it's actually kind of interesting. The chicken to me seems like it's juicy, but at the same time, it's a little tough. You know, it's just, it's not as tender as I guess I would have hoped to this, you know, glorified.
My teeth can only take so much.
To be.
Tell everyone you hate it.
Yeah. You could obviously bite it. You could obviously chew it.
We know how
it's
eating works.
It's a little tougher than I would have hoped for, like, a chicken whatever on a bun to be.
I'd rather eat a live chicken.
We're never going to eat Tojo eating chicken like this.
And that's my regular go-to item. This, on the other hand, it's a dismal chicken sandwich. It's pitiful. I feel bad for it, quite frankly. So I don't know what this is, like I said, and out of 10, the unknown chicken sandwich from Buffalo Wild Wings, this is something that would get a 2 out of 10, honestly.
Oh!
He seems depressed if this chicken sandwich has put him in a bad mood.
He was hoping to enjoy it.
Chicken, so... Whatever this is, it's not good, and I would not advise getting it. As for the classic chicken sandwich, like I said, I've made inferences, but I wouldn't really know until we try it, so... Maybe down the line I'll try to more carefully review what I got, but I don't know, I mean...
I might
like
just
I said, I don't know
quit
what
this whole
here.
Thing.
And maybe I'm I'll try to give them a second.
Starting to think my entire life is a lie. Oh, he is depressed.
Redemption next time. But in the meantime, we tried out the unknown chicken sandwich from Buffalo Wild Wings.
Just like this chicken sandwich, I'm going to go put my head in an oven.
I'm going to kill myself.
Mistakes happen. I mean, this is just the way it is. And that's all that there is to it. So, obviously, a review that didn't go as planned, but a review nonetheless.
He ate all of it, though.
Yeah, you didn't have a problem eating it.
He ate the entire sandwich. In this, I've never seen him eat something so quickly.
Wolverine-like.
For not liking it, you ate every bit of it. Well,
we're like an otter busting clams on your belly.
That's the worst chicken sandwich I've ever had. I'd like another one, please.
Don't tell me you hated it.
2 out of 10, and he's crestfallen that he had to give it such a dismal review.
I'm surprised that he made his way into a speakeasy like Buffalo Wild Wings.
Ordinarily, I don't like to go to restaurants where gals are allowed to show their ankles. But I bravely went in and got this classic chicken sandwich. Of course, I don't even know what a classic chicken sandwich is anymore. I don't know what anything means anymore after eating this abomination, which I devoured in 3 minutes. That's the report of the week with the food review.
Running on empty.
Running on empty.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.
1,200 podcasts. I'm exhausted.
Oh, what an undertaking.
It really has.
Talk about binging. Good Lord.
Special thanks to the select few of you who have managed to listen to all of them.
Yeah, wizards.
Yeah, you're the greatest. Thanks for listening to the Top 5 Things podcast, and our thanks to Nature's Treatment of Illinois for being a sponsor.
Yeah, they at Nature's Treatment, you can order recreational items online from the Galesburg location through Leafly, and you can order medicinal items online from the Milan location, and you can do that if you go to the website. That's ntillinois.com.
Until next time, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock Island.
Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
It's over, Johnny. It's over. Nothing is over. Nothing. You just don't turn it off.